Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, we've had a couple of years of interrupted entertainment due to the pandemic, but hopefully we are now set to see a whole heap of shows come to Shepparton. And to tell us all about it is the manager of Riverlinks, Ken Cameron. Good morning, Ken.
Hi, good morning, Terry. Great to chat again, as you see, after quite a bit of a gap.
Yes, absolutely. Now, you're just saying off air John Williamson is coming to Shepparton this Friday and that's been put off two or three times previously.
Yeah, like a whole heap of shows. I think John Williamson was going to play in April 2020 and has changed about three or four times, like so many shows. So we've had all these shows moving their dates, rolling forwards. So this year is chock-a-block. We've got shows all over the place. And John Williamson is one of the ones that's sold out. It's actually sold out completely this Friday.
Okay, all right. So I won't talk too much about it, because if you've already got a ticket, you're lucky, and if you haven't, you've missed out. But there's plenty more other things to see.
There is.
First of all, before we talk about ticketed events, can you tell me about the Riverlinks Live series? Because I think that's been going on for a while and is continuing, and it's terrific to see some of our young performers performing online in free concerts.
Yeah, it was something like a lot of venues. It just came naturally because we could only find local performers. So we found this a really good opportunity to have better engage further with local musicians. And so we've done a few series. This is the third one. Various local musicians playing live in our studio this time, and then being streamed on our website. And people can in fact still see the original ones from our website. If you go to other performances and look at Riverlink Live, and you can pick up some of the previous sessions there.
Is that tonight that the next one's going to be on?
Yes, there is. The next one tonight, we have Ricky B and Lily Walker performing live at 7:30. And again, best way is through our website or off Facebook.
And is that next week as well, or is it the final? I think you've got four concerts
together. We've got four. So yes, you're right. Next week's the fourth one. We decided February, thinking then that after that we'd be very busy with live shows. But we need to find a way of keeping that idea going, because it's a great way of us being able to provide some entertainment and great connections with local musicians and performers.
Do you know who's playing next week?
Off the top of my head, I don't actually. Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's all right.
I can tell you.
So I know that the artists involved include Ryan Gay, Tom Harrington, Maddie Colville, Work Walker, Ree Perrick, all of whom have appeared on 1FM at different times. So listeners may be familiar.
Ryan Gay and Tom Harrington next week.
Okay, great. Two musicians who've been on this program actually not that long ago, and both who have got new singles out. So I think a lot of these musicians have had to turn back to the studio and produce new music as a way of keeping the creative juices flowing. So you never know, there might be a silver lining to all of this.
Well, that's what we've been seeing. So it is one of the small silver linings, but a lot of the rest of it has been quite frustrating, really, but yep. We're hopeful this year that things really will keep going. So perhaps just a quick thing, that all our shows are publicised, advertised for this year, but for the shows in the second half of the year, tickets are not being released yet, and that was just a precaution we took a couple of months ago, and hopefully that won't be needed, but just in case things moved, the tickets for the second half will be released sometime in April.
Fair enough. So you've got John Stevens coming in his Noise Works and In Excess Collection tour on March 10.
Yes, yep, he's there. And then, in the next couple of months, a heap of stuff. There's 1927, a week or so later, the Robertson Brothers, Taste of Ireland, Resilience Project, Sushi Mango, and that's just till April.
Okay, I haven't got anything on the Resilience Project. That's, I think, Hugh Van Collenberg. When's that happening?
That is April the 12th.
Okay. And you've got Lloyd Webber and The Great Composers, An Afternoon Delight, on March 16. I know that a lot of our listeners would probably enjoy that.
Yes, we've got that's our sort of Afternoon Delight series, where we have concerts at 2 o'clock, followed by tea, which we have been able to start up again. We actually had Wilbur Wild and the Troublemakers yesterday, followed by Devonshire Tea. So it was terrific to see over 100 people in for the first of sort of live shows of that Afternoon Delight series. And as you say, there's Lloyd Webber in April. There's just before Anzac Day, Salute to the Veterans, which features many hit songs and stories from around the Vietnam War, and that sort of dedicated to the 60th anniversary of Australia's involvement. Good Vibrations, Songs of the Beach Boys later on. Takes Two, which is a sort of various, everything from I Got You Babe, Up Where We Belong, very sort of classic love duets, you might say. Simon Gleeson and Natalie O'Donnell, two great musical theatre stars from Les Mis and La Mama. They're performing in September. So there's a lot going on in that area as well.
I have to go back to 1927. I know they're a favourite on this radio station. I didn't. I'm amazed they're still together. Do you know if it's the original lineup?
I think some of them. I can't remember how many would be from the original. Although, like a lot of bands, is the makeup tends to shift anyhow. A lot of the bands have done that.
But I saw 1927 in 1989 in London.
Well, that's giving a bit of age away. But
I know you're English, Ken. Would you by any chance know the Town and Country Club in, I think it was in Camden in London?
I've heard of it, but I lived in London for a couple of years, but
that's where I saw them anyway.
Some of you saw them there.
Yeah, nice. Going back a bit. Anyway, I guess the central message that you're getting, like, you can look up whatever show you like, and you can book tickets to any shows in the first half of the year, and obviously that's the Riverlinks website, but people can they phone the box office if they don't want to book online?
Yes. Phone the box office or drop in person. And I mean, maybe while we're talking about tickets, and you might have done run a story on it earlier, just advising people to be careful about ticket scalping. So what I would say is the best way is try and do research. It's tends to be, if somebody's not used to buying tickets and you jump online and you put in the show that you want to see, like John Williamson, for example, what pops up first is very often one of these ticket resellers and or ticket scalpers, as we call them, and they're really bad news because you get a ticket that is going to be probably twice, if not three times, the price of the actual ticket, and you've got none of the rights. So if the show cancels, you've got none of the refund rights or any other opportunity to get your money
back.
Not
to mention it could even be fake.
Well, it could be fake, and the other real thing that they do is that the summary ticket resellers that might sell that same ticket three or four times, so you then get four people turning up all with a ticket for the same seat, and like a lot of venues, is we just have to say we can't accept that. So you may end up with a ticket that is not even valid.
Yep.
So do research is what I say. It's like getting a quote for something. Is don't just go for the first quote that pops up that you see it. Do get three or four, and then you'll begin to work out. Right, that one's three times the price. Why is that? Maybe because it's a reseller, and then you'll be able to find out. But make sure you go to either one of the well-known ones like Ticketmaster, or else directly from the venue like ourselves, or the Bendigo venue, or Wangaratta, or wherever it might be. So that's just a sort of bit of...
Definitely. We don't want people doing that. And, of course, as you said, people can call on 58329511, or you can go to the box office in person now. It was obviously closed, for a long time there with the pandemic, but I'm glad that it is open now and people can buy tickets in person.
Yes, so anytime from 10 a.m. to 4:30 in person.
Okay, great. That's the Riverlinks manager, Ken Cameron. Thank you so much for giving us a bit of a preview to the 2020 to season, and perhaps we'll check in a little bit later when some of those other shows become available later in the year.
No worries. Thanks very much, Terry.
Thank you, Ken.
This station, FM 98.5, subscribes to the Broadcasting Community Code of Practice. The Code of Practice is a set of agreed standards that have been developed by community radio stations across Australia. They reflect the unique principles of community broadcasting and guide stations in a whole range of activities, including complaints handling and Australian music content. If you'd like a copy of the code, please contact us during business hours and we will mail a copy to you.
If the best places are the toughest to reach, the KTM 890 Adventure R is the right machine to take you there. Boasting a new engine with increased capacity and added performance, this is a serious travel-capable off-road motorcycle ready for extreme escapes off the beaten track. With stock available now for immediate delivery, book your demo today with the GB's home of KTM, Shepparton Motorcycles. Contact Brendan and the team at Shepparton Motorcycles, Purcell Street, Shepparton, and visit shepparton.mpe.com.au. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
The local property market is hot and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Golden Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we'll be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633 or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
Looking for a new TV but can't find the big brand names in stock anywhere? TV brands like Samsung and Sony have become as rare as a unicorn. But Jason's TV has stock of genuine Samsung TVs. That's right, we have a very limited supply of Samsung TVs. We will deliver, install and set up all the smart TV functions. So if you're looking for a new TV, don't settle for what's left on the shelves. We have Samsung TVs. Order now, 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
I'm here to talk to you about tractors. And if you're looking for new or used tractor parts, you need to ring Daryl, Bernadette or Shirley for parts about the following: Deutz, Landini, Ferguson, Ford, Sami, Lamborghini or McCormick tractors. They offer the best personalised service. So don't forget, if you need tractor parts, ring the guys on 0358 232257. That's 0358 232257. Aussie Ag Supplies are proud sponsors of 1FM.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.